The NPP says it has no problem with the President's directive to the Electoral Commission to put in place measures that will allow prisoners to vote in next year's elections. The party says it does not also believe the vote by prisoners will favor a particular party. The National Women's Organizer of the NPP, Otiko Jaba, told Radio Ghana that the party also wants the Electoral Commission to attach seriousness to the law that allows Ghanaians outside to vote.
If the Supreme Court has ruled, who are we to say otherwise? For when the law is made, an individual or just one party cannot say that we don't agree with it. But we would like that the modalities are well done and that the polling agents and the polling station is going to be would be specified properly. We would also like to see that if prisoners who have committed crimes against society are being allowed to vote, then of course people in the diaspora who have also, there's a law that says that they should be allowed to vote, should be. The ones who ensure that in things like that, we believe that our brothers and sisters in the diaspora who have been contributing to the development of this country should have put that in this exercise and the modalities to be well spent for all of us to embrace the idea of freedom. The affirmative action that we are talking of, if we are looking at extending democracy, then indeed women who are close to 52% should be better represented and affirmative action should be made more in this country. For the women.
Otiko Jaba is the National Women's Organizer of the NPP. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's directive that prisoners will be voting in next year's elections has been greeted with mixed feelings from the public. While some believe that everybody has the right to vote, others are of the view that prisoners have lost their right to vote once they have been imprisoned.
Well, I believe it is a laudable idea, looking at the fact that Ghana is a democratic country. It means everyone, all the sections of the country have the right to do anything, including voting as well. So if prisoners are allowed to vote, then it means Ghana is growing in terms of the democracy. I believe that the Supreme Court idea is a perfect idea, since if you are a criminal, it doesn't mean you are out of mind.
We have to give them a chance for them to vote too, because they have the right to choose their own president too. I don't think it's going to have a negative part in our election. It will be like it's a normal voting.
I must say a president for them voting. I'm voting, but voting the other can never vote. Now I'm more on money. I did not buy them voting. I'm voting. I have it. I did not know. Yeah, some of
the prisoners, they should vote because they are also citizens, and I think some of them are innocent, so I don't see anything wrong.
Every human being has a right, including the prison, but whatever caused them to move to prison, I think at the very time they committed that crime, they have lost their rights. They should not be allowed to. This will cause a lot of chaos.
The Supreme Court has ruled in the 1992 Constitution. I'm about to vote because if I like to call in a rope agent, Constitution, Tranka Shabana, my vote, ni prisoners, a constitution, a silent, and it will court rule a little bit, a question in a human right in a town, a cabana, or Kabalagashi, Le Rule, a better Sanaka, 1992 Constitution. The whole thing has to do with the Nino Constitution, the Constitution, and fine.
These prisoners, they are also human beings, they are citizens of Ghana, they have their civic rights, they're supposed to vote and express their choice of president. That's what I think. What negative impact? Nothing about that, because this is the president I have chosen, or this is the person I like to rule the nation. So I don't think there's something bad about that at all. To me, my word to them is that they are thinking that prisoners are not human beings, or they don't have the right mind to do what is accepted of them. We are all equal, except that one time they did evil and then they found themselves over the back. They are equally human beings as we are.
Those were views of the public on the directives that prisoners should vote in next year's elections.